year. Welcome back to the 100th episode of the Silver Boys. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And wow, 100.
Yo, 100 episodes, my boy.
Give me some.
Let's go, dude. Let's go. I can't believe it, man. I can't believe it.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. I love it. We're going to keep coming at you. We going to keep going only to the top.
Yes, sir. Just keep moving.
100 down, 100 more to go. Let's get it.
All right.
What's going on? Talk to me. What's going on this week, brother?
We're coming into that part where now we're, what, 5 games left in the NFL season? And now clinches are starting to happen. So on Black Friday, Chiefs, luckily, clinched against the Raiders.
Luckily.
After a Aiden O'Connell fumble.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills clinched after their beatdown against San Francisco in a snowstorm.
Yep.
Which was, I just love snow games.
Yeah, it's just awesome. So nice to see.
It's just awesome. I'm just happy to see those back. We got like 3 of them now, I think.
Yeah. The Browns played in one.
Cleveland with Steelers. Mm-hmm. Bills and Niners. And then it was another one that I'm forgetting. There's another one in there, and I don't know why.
Slipping my mind.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't figure that one out, but
we'll find out.
Overall, this has been a few snow games. It looks good. Loving it. Guys are starting to, you know, clinch.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are still looking to clinch. I'm loving it. But I think the real story here is what happened on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Eberflus.
Gone.
So, 30 seconds left in the game. Your quarterback gets sacked. You have one timeout that you're sitting on. You're just on the outside of field goal range. I think everybody and their mom knows.
Call the timeout.
Let's just call this timeout.
Get settled.
Let's get settled, everybody. Let's get DJ Moore, Kenny Allen on one of those out routes. Give me a 5 to 10 yard out route.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the ball. Think about it. Even if you get tackled in bounds, you've practiced this more than enough, or at least every team should be practicing this more than enough,
mm-hmm.
to the point where it's like, okay, you got 10 seconds, you got 15 seconds or whatever, and we need to get the field goal unit out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody rushes off, field goal unit rushes on. By around 5, 4, 3, that's when the kick should be happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But nope, instead, what does my Eberflus do? Caleb gets sacked. Caleb gets up. He's trying to rush everybody over. And what is Matt Eberflus doing? Just sitting there.
Looking exactly like that. Just sitting there, watching.
Like a deer in the headlights.
I don't get it. I don't get it. To not call the timeout in that instance, 30 seconds left, clock is winding down. We've seen the Chiefs, you know, go pretty much the full length of the field, like, you know, in the playoffs in like in probably 15 or less seconds.
Yes.
And for you guys, for, you know, the Chicago Bears to not call the timeout, not get everybody settled, and to see Caleb Williams, you know, trying to get everybody, like, you know what I mean? He's rushing. But then I also kind of blame him a little bit too, because I think he should have kind of called the timeout too.
He should have, but I also, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's still things that he has to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably, you know, not in his say for it him prob- to, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's so much, I think for him, around him, there's so much turmoil
mm-hmm.
that it's like, basically, I just had to put my head down and do as I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but I do understand. I do understand.
I just think about it in terms of like clock management.
Right.
Like, you know, but, you know, given, you know, how the Bears season is going, pretty another failure of a season, I would say, pretty much, you know,
big
it's
time,
not expecting how, you know, we thought it was going to be coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, you know, having a rough rookie season a little bit.
Yeah, he shows a lot of flashes. Like,
yes.
I think overall we know he'll be fine. He shows a lot of flashes, but like I said, it's just a lot going on around
A lot
him.
Going on in the organization.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes, but it was time to get Matt Eberflus out of there.
Yeah.
Especially after this, you know, latest
debacle,
thank you, that he had. It's just, you got to get a fresh new face in there, but you also need a fresh new face that's going to build continuity.
Yes.
And actually, like, you know, build a culture in that Chicago you know, organization.
Correct.
Because you can't have another Matt Eberflus coming in and just, you know, not work out. You're wasting time off of Caleb Williams' career,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're not doing anything with him.
Yeah.
So, and he had a, and they got a good squad,
they have a great
genuinely.
Squad. Yeah, they have
and
a
they've
squad.
Come very close to winning a bunch of games as well. Very, very, very close.
Yes.
You know, a lot of their losses have been by, like, what, 3 points? They just lost by 3 points to the Lions this past week. Like, a lot of their losses have been within 7 points.
Yeah.
So, it's just, you know, clock management needs to be worked on. Late game situation definitely needs to be worked on as
yes,
a whole.
Yes.
Everybody being on the same page.
Yes. On
and
both sides.
You could tell that that's not what's happening
yes.
under Matt Eberflus. And then he gets up on the press conference. And he's like, I like what we did there. I like what we did there.
I remember I tried to show that to my dad during Thanksgiving. My dad was like, I don't want to hear
yeah.
that.
Man, I could not believe it. I genuinely could not believe it.
Like that got me so heated because it's like, how could you like anything that you've done when literally everybody that was watching TV, that was watching that game, was screaming for a timeout. Even casual people who don't even watch football like that were probably screaming for a timeout.
Of course they were.
Or screaming just, you know, just to stop the clock, do something.
You, the common sense would say, you get sacked.
You get sacked, you automatically take a timeout. Oh, man, we got 3 seconds left. Oh, hell, yeah, man, we're not doing this. Timeout. Just get our guy Santos into field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
And then that we live and die off of that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, obviously, playing the Lions for extra time is not ideal, but at least you give yourself a chance.
You gave yourself a chance. You only lost by three to arguably probably the best team in the NFL right now.
Exactly.
And you were this close. You were this close. One timeout away from at least tying the game and sending it to OT.
Exactly.
And you couldn't do that? That's a problem.
Shame.
That's a problem.
Shame.
That's a problem.
But they I think, what was it? I think Jay Glazer said, he reported that after the game, Matt Eberflus is like, hey, you know, we gotta go through things like this. And then I think Jalen Johnson had got up and just, like, stopped them and just started screaming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he lost the locker room.
Yeah, he lost the locker room at that point.
He probably, I think he lost it weeks ago, though.
I think he, you know what's funny? I think Rick Fine has said it, that Hail Mary was going to be the tipping point against Commanders.
The Commanders.
Yeah, that was going to be the tipping point for them.
Yes,
That was exactly where it was. And I think we all kind of seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you can't lose that way. You got your corner out here just, you know, going at the fans and whatnot. Then he ends up tipping the ball, gets hit, you know, then a touchdown. Then after that, you take, like, what, two embarrassing losses back-to-back.
Yeah.
And then that, you just can't get on track after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fire your offensive coordinator. You move up your passing game guy. He, you know, obviously implemented something into Caleb Williams that is a little better,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we have seen him grow from that time.
Yeah.
But yeah, like overall, as a head coach, as a leader of men, you could just tell like he was just at that point he was just in over his head.
And that Hail Mary, that being a leader of men, you know, I forgot homeboy's name that it happened.
I think
to.
It was Tyreek Stevenson.
Tyreek Stevenson, that. Thank you. In that moment right there,
yeah.
I could tell that he doesn't have control of the locker room.
Mm-mm.
Because there's no reason why Tyreek Stevenson should have been doing that.
Imagine a Bill Belichick or a Mike Tomlin-led team doing that.
Not at all. They wouldn't even think about doing that.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand Steelers got a crash out and George Pickens, but at least George Pickens puts up numbers and helps the team win. Like, mm-hmm. he might do some dumb stuff where it's like, all right, bro, but, like, I wouldn't expect, you know, this to happen. That's embarrassing.
And then the offensive, I mean, the OC firing, that was just to cover Matt Eberflus's behind.
Mm-hmm.
That was all that was. That mm-hmm. was all that was.
That's yeah, yeah. No,
they
he
gave
was,
him an extra was, two what week or two.
Yeah, he was basically saving his job.
Exactly.
And when you're trying to save your job instead of focusing on what needs to be focused on. Everything else will start to spiral out of control.
The dominoes start to fall.
Yep, mm-hmm. Which is exactly what
in
happened.
A bad way, not for you.
Shaking my head. Let's see, some other crazy things happened. Giants defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence and tight end Theo Johnson out for the season with injuries. Saints tight end and basically utility guy. He does whatever he needs to do. Taysom Hill out for the season with a knee injury. CMC injures his PCL. He's out for the season. Deontay Johnson suspended one game by the Ravens after refusing to go in on a play against the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big. And that's just traded for him, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of weird. You know, you go from a franchise that's not that good and the Panthers,
mm-hmm.
get traded to the Ravens, which is a playoff contender, championship contender,
mm-hmm.
and you just refuse to go in for whatever reason.
For whatever. Like, why would you not go in?
Yeah, that's a little odd to me.
Huh. Why refuse to go in the game?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't. If your number's called, you go in.
You go in, yeah.
You should be excited to go in. Like,
you don't know when. You know, you're like, you don't know if Lamar's going to throw you the ball or not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
so that's more turmoil in Baltimore, most definitely,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Especially after they just lost to
the Eagles.
You know what I mean? They kept that game close, too, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Azeez Alshire suspended 3 games for that vicious, and I mean vicious, hit against Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence looked like he died on the field.
I think he did, almost.
Like genuinely.
Like, he was... I remember, they keep showing it. I don't know why they keep showing it, which is, like, you know, that's a vicious, and I mean,
yes.
like a vicious hit that literally knocked him stiff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he looked like a UFC fighter, looked like a boxer that just, you know, just got knocked out.
Cool. Yep, because he did.
He did. You know, yeah. And then, you know, Azeez Alshire... He, you know, it turns into a whole brawl afterwards, understandably so.
As it should.
Quarterback.
As it should.
D'Amico Ryan has some choice words, you know, putting some of the blame on, you know, Trevor Lawrence, which I understand, obviously, like, because, you know, it's been a whole debate this week now with, you know, quarterbacks, you know, towing on the line, kind of abusing the, you know, like, sliding mechanism, the sliding
uh-huh.
rules.
Uh-huh.
So I understand that, you know, you see Patrick Mahomes do it a good amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that, but... the thing that caught me was him saying that the Jaguars overreacted to basically trying to beat up on Azeez.
No.
Imagine if that happened to CJ Stroud.
No, like you want your guys to go defend your quarterback.
Yes, you want your guys to defend the leader of the team, the captain, the man.
Like he just went down. You got to go in now.
Exactly.
Like you got to go get him.
Like saying that was an overreaction is insane to me.
I mean, he's just saying that, obviously, because he
I understand, you know, he wants to protect his guy. But his guy has a history of being wild.
Does. Yes, he does.
His guy has a history.
Yes, he does.
He's been fined multiple times for a lot of things. So, you know what I mean?
It's repeated behavior at this point now.
Exactly.
And it's the way he leaned into Trevor Lawrence, arms out.
It wasn't
a football move.
Right.
Like, you know?
Right.
And then my thing is like, okay, you see that he's going to slide. Why would you lunge yourself forward?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if you did, like, why are you lunging yourself like this and not, you know, at least, like, trying to, I don't know, it happens all that.
Shoulder first second. Or something?
Shoulder
like,
first, you know, you might try to, you know, dive the other way
maybe.
You know what I mean? You might want to put your hands first instead. You know, either way, you know, it's one of those bang-bang things where you have to make a split decision at, like, less than 0.5 of a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was just... That was just ugly to see, and it's just ugly that the fact that everyone keeps showing it.
I know. Yeah, but, I mean, people got to see it now.
Yeah.
It's a big thing now. It really, really is.
And then on top of that, Trevor Lawrence will obviously be out for the remainder of the season, not only because of a concussion, but he has to get shoulder surgery.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's a double whammy right
double,
there.
Double, triple whammy. That's a shame.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, the Jaguars dudes went after him because you could have ended his life, his career.
Yeah.
You ended his season now.
Yeah.
You know? To the Jaguars, like, that's important to them.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, everybody and their mom knows that they weren't going anywhere, but still, at the end of the day.
That's your franchise quarterback.
Exactly. That you just signed an extension to.
Exactly.
This offseason.
Exactly.
Also.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's... Man, that was a lot.
It was a tough hit. That was nasty to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it again.
I was watching Get Up this morning. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do we keep showing mm-hmm. this? But moving on to this week, week 14 now, we got a good one Thursday. Green Bay versus Detroit. Let's look at what else we got. Atlanta going to Minnesota. We got
Browns, Steelers.
Browns and Steelers again. That's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. Seattle, Arizona. That NFC West is tight.
Yes. Yes. Tight. Yes, it is.
Buffalo's going to see the Rams. Mm-hmm. You got Chicago going to see San Francisco. We'll see how both teams react. We got the Chargers going to Kansas City. Oh, by the way, Chicago's replacing Matt Eberflus with Thomas Brown. He was the one who was replaced. He was the one who replaced the offensive coordinator. So now he's officially in the head coaching spot as the interim head coach. You know, could be vying for a head coaching spot there if he wants it. Maybe other places. Maybe he just wants to go back to being the passing game coordinator or offensive coordinator. So who knows? But yes, they have moved him up. And then, yeah, like I said, just a lot going on over there. But Sunday nightcap will be Chargers versus Kansas City. So that will be a good one.
That's a good one. That's
and
a real
then
good one.
Monday night will be Cincinnati and Dallas.
Two franchises that have been on the decline. The decline. Since, but, you know, Cowboys winning their last two.
I feel for Joe Burrow.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, no, he puts up so many numbers. Obviously, yes, I feel like everyone keeps saying, you know, like guys like Shannon Sharp and some other people, they're like, yeah, he turns the ball over at, you know, the times that you don't want him to. Mm-hmm. But also, when you have a defense that is that bad, every turnover is a turnover when you don't want it to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like every turnover you can't make up for because you know your defense is going to give up some type of points, whether that's 3 or 7. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I mean? And then, like, the Steelers, Russell Wilson looked like Russell Wilson back when he was going to the Super Bowl.
Yo, Russell Wilson, comeback player of the year, bro. Like, yo. Like what he's doing right now
is disgusting.
The way
he was spinning a ball, man, it was nasty. That was just nasty. And, yeah, like, I personally just can't blame Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just can't do it. You know, you got guys in and out of lineup with T. Higgins and stuff like that. You know, obviously the only guy that you could really depend on is Joe Burrow. You know,
and Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase, excuse me, mm-hmm. not Joe Burrow. Chase Brown is another one, but it's hard for him. You know, and like I said, when you have a defense that allows you little to no room for error. You know what I mean? It sucks. Like,
can't
imagine
both sides of the ball.
Exactly. Imagine if Joe Burrow was playing with a defense like the Steelers.
Their record would most definitely be reversed. They would be, what is that, 8-4? At least. Because a couple of those games they should have pulled out.
Yeah.
You know, but
that
defense.
The Ravens game and then
yes,
other games, yeah.
Yes. A couple of those games the Bengals should have pulled out. And especially the way Jamar Chase has been bugging.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been bugging out. The both of them.
The both of them,
you know what I mean? The both of them. If they had a winning team, they could both make the argument for AP Offensive Player of the Year and for MVP.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because they're not, Saquon is more likely going to take Offensive Player of the Year. Josh Allen, after that performance against San Francisco, is probably going to take MVP. So
the fact that Lamar pretty much just played himself out of
these last couple of weeks,
he has not, though, against the Eagles, the way he was just like missing.
He looked lost out there.
I've never seen him look that lost before.
He looked
lost out
there.
And that was very concerning.
I haven't seen him look that lost since like his rookie year.
Exactly. After starting off the season type hot.
You know, you had like the perfect passer rating against Denver. You know what I mean? You go into this big time duel with Joe Burrow. Like, you look like, you know what I mean? It looked like, okay, like, they on to something.
You were a toe away from beating the Chiefs mm-hmm. in the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, this game against the Eagles, which that was a very telling game, and the Eagles did their thing. Saquon did his thing.
Yes.
That defense is that Eagles defense is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That Eagles defense is amazing.
I like that defense a lot. I like that secondary.
Yes.
Secondary. Yes. I knew it was going to be something when Cooper DeJean got there.
Yeah.
I remember watching him at Iowa. I'm like, bro, this dude is tough.
Cooper's nasty.
Tough.
He's nasty. But, I mean, we're going to have to wait and see. Bengals, Cowboys, though, that's a good game regardless,
that's
though.
One. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Kind of.
For the Bengals, I think.
I had to rethink that.
For the offense. For the Bengals offense.
For the Bengals offense, yeah.
Let's move on. I think you already know. We are basically a couple days away from the official bracket.
Yes, sir.
Being released for the college football playoffs for the first 12-team college football playoffs ever. Okay. So the rankings have come out. And obviously, everyone is talking about the bottom. Everyone's talking about that 11 through 14 from mm-hmm. Bama, Miami, Ole Miss, and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So you got, so obviously Bama gets in as of right now from the looks of the bracket. Miami, Ole Miss, first two out. Another big one that I don't think a lot of people are really talking about is the fact that Ohio State, obviously we know, moves from 5 to 8 in the seeding.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Disgusting. We'll talk about that in a second. But as of right now, from the looks of the bracket projections, Oregon's number 1, Texas 2, SMU 3, Boise State 4. Arizona State will take that 5th and final spot at the 12th seed. Mm-hmm. Then that you got Penn State at 5, got Tennessee at 9, Ohio State at 8, Bama at 11, Notre Dame at 6, Indiana at 10, Georgia at 7. But with these conference championships going up, a lot of things could change.
A lot of things could change, yes.
For example, if Georgia loses to Texas. Oh, excuse me. If Texas loses to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
they could swap or they could move somebody down.
Yes.
If SMU loses to Clemson,
that's ooh.
They're more Clemson. Than likely going to be able to move down, move out Bama.
Ooh, you're right. You're yes. right.
And then I would say SMU would take that 11th spot, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or it's going to be rearranged somehow, some way, but yeah. Bama would be out.
Okay. Okay.
And then Clemson would take over that number 3 spot in there. So.
Understanding. Okay. Yes. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts. Which is, genuinely a whole lot of moving parts. This conference championship weekend is going to be very, very telling.
Yes, this weekend is going to go crazy. So just in case people would like to know the slate, 20 UNLV will face number 10 Boise State on Friday night. Saturday, that's where it's all at.
Mm-hmm.
So the Big 12 championship will be Iowa State versus Arizona State. The SEC championship is Georgia versus Texas. The Big 10 will be Penn State versus Oregon. And then the ACC will be Clemson versus SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the fact that Penn State has a chance to move up.
They could still move up. If they end up beating Oregon, do you know how, like, actually wild that would be?
I don't see it because Penn State finds a way to fold against everybody.
They do.
Oregon looks good. You know, they've been able to relatively coast.
Pretty much.
Because they haven't really had much resistance. The only resistance they really had was against Boise State earlier in the season mm-hmm. and Ohio State and that.
Yes.
And that little
yeah.
Messing with the time.
Uh-huh,
with
uh-huh.
Will Howard trying to slide with like 1 second left.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember that now. Yes, yes. But even Miami playing themselves out
yes.
of conference championship.
Yes.
Man.
I said last week, Syracuse is the team to watch out for.
Syracuse, oh yo, why I have chills like thinking about like just recapping that game right now in my head.
Bro. At the end of the first quarter, Miami was up 21-0.
21-0. How do you let Syracuse come back and beat y'all? That's disgusting to me.
That shows how bad their defense
that
is.
That defense.
And then Cristobal doesn't at least give his guys a chance by going for it on that fourth down and
yep.
kicking a field goal.
Yep.
Knowing that your defense can't stop a cold.
Yep.
Man, that sucks.
That hurts. That hurts. That has to hurt, man. Because they were right there.
Yes.
And you can't lose to an unranked team.
No.
Especially after they were number 6.
Yeah. Yeah. After they moved down from being, number 3 or 4?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to explain what Ward Manuel said, who is the college football playoff committee chairman. So he said, Bama is 3-1 against current top 25 teams, 6-1 against teams above 500. Miami's 0-1 against top 25 teams. 4-2 against teams above 500. Miami lost their last 2 out of 3.
It's
you know what I mean.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. At the end of the day, it wasn't only just you know the stats or whatever. It wasn't just you know the strength of schedules and looking at who they lost to, but it was also the fact that coming down the stretch, you just didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Obviously, Bama didn't look good against Oklahoma, but at least they bounced back against Auburn. You know, obviously it took care of Mercer or whatever. But like they said, they beat, you know, teams like Missouri.
They beat Georgia earlier.
They beat Georgia
earlier.
And I think that was really the kicker right
yep,
there.
Yep. I think that was the one that they were like, we can't put Miami ahead
because if I'm being honest with you, like, yes, Miami could put up, you know, they could score in bunches. But if I put that Miami team against Georgia in a neutral site, would you?
Georgia's whooping
you
them.
You think Georgia's not going to shut that down?
Georgia's whooping them. Whooping them by, I say, by at least 3 touchdowns.
You think Georgia's not going to, you know what I mean? You think Georgia's not going to knock them down? You know what I mean? Like I understand Georgia had had a tough time with Georgia Tech. You know, obviously so did Miami losing to them.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgia Tech's offense is, you know, that triple option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very, very hard to stop.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a good running quarterback in Haynes King, mm-hmm. which Georgia Tech does.
Yes.
It's a lot different when you're playing against Miami, whose Cam Ward doesn't really like to climb out the pocket like that.
Mm-hmm. Very rarely.
You know
very
I mean?
Rarely, yeah.
And then it came, and then, you know, at the end of the games, you know, they're coming down in the stretches, you know, with the ball on Cam Ward's team, and Cam Ward can't make any plays.
After making plays all
After
game.
After making plays all game, he can't make any plays.
When it
but,
counts.
But Miami got lucky so many times. Louisville, Virginia Tech, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are 3 losses right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If they, you know, if they went into Cal and they manhandled them, that would have been something. They, you know, like you lose to Georgia Tech, you lose to Syracuse. Okay, whatever. You could deal with that.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, you came so close to burning your feet, now you actually got burned. So.
I agree.
So.
And depending on how this weekend goes, they could be out.
They could be out, yeah, for good.
Because if Bama goes down, like you said,
which Bama's in front of them, and then
Miami has to go down.
Yeah, and Ward Manuel said, you know, the teams that are not playing, we can't judge them based off of nothing.
Exactly.
So,
I don't know, man. This weekend's going to be good,
though.
This weekend's
going to
be good.
Yes, remember, Sunday at noon, that's when the official brackets come out.
Sunday at noon. Ooh, I can't wait for that.
Sunday at noon.
Ooh, I can't wait for that.
But, yeah, that's it for our 100th episode.
100 episodes. Thank you guys so, so much.
We appreciate everybody that's been with us on this journey and, you know, is continuing to be with us. And, you know, much love to you guys. And,
appreciate y'all always and forever.
We surely do. But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And this is the Silver Boys.
Thank you.